Check, 1, 2, 2. Hey. Check, 1, 2, 2. Check, 1, 2, 2, 2.
It's the local show on KFSR.
Good evening and welcome to the local show. I'm Brian German.
Along with Julie Logan.
Thanks for tuning in or listening to our stream online at kfsr.org. We are very excited to welcome Dale Stewart as our special guest artist tonight. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having
Dale.
Me.
Hey, Dale. Thanks for being here. It's so good to see you.
Nice to be here in the new studio.
And so just for people who aren't really familiar with you and some of the music you've done, give us a little background of where you grew up. Are you originally from Fresno? And who you're most known for musically around town?
Yeah, well, I was in an 80s Fresno punk band called Capital Punishment. And that's my big claim to fame.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, we're pretty happening. In 1986, 87 was our big year. And yeah, we had a pretty good draw back then and had a lot of fun.
So you're originally from Fresno?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, we moved here when I was a spry little fellow. And
How did you get here?
I came from Northern California, and we moved here chasing a job.
Makes sense.
Talk to us about how you got started in music.
Yeah, I always like to go back to 1964, and I saw the Beatles on television, and I said, that's what I want to do. And so I started to learn how to play guitar, and about 2 years later, I played my first gig at the Fresno Memorial Auditorium. We played a Battle of the Bands, and we were doing 60s blues rock covers. We thought they were Rolling Stones songs, but they were actually Howlin' Wolf, and that we found out it was the old blues guys that we
Once you did your research.
Yeah, okay. Once we did our research. But yeah, so I played my first gig in 1966 down there, and it was a learning experience. And went on from there and took a kind of a break from playing gigs, but I kept practicing. And in the 70s, in the late 70s, I got a job at Tower Records.
Oh. Awesome.
And that was when I really got a big break in music. And I met a guy there at Tower Records by the 7-inch punk records. His name was Richard Wineland, and he was in a punk band called The Subtractions. And they had just formed, and he asked me to join the band, and it was pretty cool. I joined the band, and we played a few gigs, and that was in 1979, and punk was just getting started.
Right.
And Bill Bixler from the Wild Blue Yonder, nice guy, gave us a break and let us come down there and play, and that was our first gig, you know, to really get in front of an audience and play punk rock, and found out that, wow, people really liked it. Some people really liked it. Some people really hated it.
You know. Either way, you made an impact.
Yes. Yeah, it was really exciting. It was fresh. It was new. It was cutting edge. And, you know, that's what I loved about it.
Any chance you have any photos of that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I have lots of them on my website. Yeah.
Oh, man. We got to put something up on the Facebook page.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, seeing as I've noticed a Subtraction CD sitting on the table here, I think it's appropriate to probably play one of these songs.
Awesome. Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Which one of these should we play for?
Yeah, Modern Kids.
Alrighty, it's The Subtractions with Modern Kids on the local show, 90.7 KFSR.
Do you know where we are? What will happen?
And that was Modern Kids from the Subtractions on 90.7 KFSR. You're listening to The Local Show, and we're here with